Sahara today. Try to make a number of points regarding the Hafsek Tahara. You should have learned the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, followed by the Gemaras on Samaches. The basic Yisod is as follows. We paskin Halacha L'maisa, and there is no one who disagrees, no one I should say within our Orthodox Jewish tradition, that a woman, in order to begin counting Shiva Nikiyim, has to do a Hefsek Tahara. She has to do this initial check, which basically determines that she's no longer bleeding. That's the requirement of Hefsek Tahara. The Kusim had an opinion that Hefsek Tahara day is also day one of Shiva Nikiyim. The opinion of the Kusim is that when a woman would do her Hefsek Tahara, so that would mean, okay, now we know it stopped bleeding, and we will double dip, and we will say that this is also day one of the 7 days, the 7 clean days. The Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Gimel that because of this opinion of the Kusim, so therefore Benayis Kusim are needles, Merusasan, no? The Kusim are by definition needles. Kusim, by the way, are who? Bizman Hazad, anyone know? The Shomranim, right? Our dear friends who live, right? The bad Samaritans who live on Har Gerizim, right? In Shechem, right? They still have a few of them around in Israel. So the halacha is that the Kusim are considered needles. They're considered needles because they treat Hefsek Tahara day as day one. We, however, say that Hefsek Tahara day is day zero. And day one begins the next day. But those Kusim, Nidos, Mary, Sasan, they treat Hefsek Tahara day like it's day one. The Gemara asks Akasha, maybe the Kusim aren't so bad. Maybe we should apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. And the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel says, no, our Karchacha, we see that we don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. The Gemara has some rayas that if we would say Mixas Hayom Kekulo, so Shechvas Zera would never be Soser B'Ziva. There would never be a problem Shechvas Zera during Ziva. Look at the Gemara and Lamed Gimel, you'll understand it. But the basic point is that we say Hefsek Tahara day is day zero. Okay? So far so good. Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes Amar Aleph, and then the Gemara on Daf Samach Tes, they both assume that Hefsek Tahara is a requirement both for a Nida and a Zoma. But then, Anida is a woman who sees blood when she's expecting her period. A Zava means she sees blood on the level of Dairaisa when she's not expecting her period. We happen to treat everybody like a Zava, that's Chomer Rav Zera, that we spoke about way back when at the beginning of the Zman. But the Gemara is clear that you need Hefsek Tahara both as Anida and a Zava. For Anida, Hefsek Tahara tells me what? What's the din of Anida? She bleeds for 7 days and she jumps in the mikveh at night. So what does she need the Hefsek Tahara for?
To
make sure she stopped bleeding. Okay? So the job of Hefsek Tahara is that she stopped bleeding and she's not a Zava. That's for Anida. For a Zava, the Hefsek Tahara also tells me that she stopped bleeding and therefore she can begin her count. So Hefsek Tahara by a Zava, again, it's also stopped bleeding, but it allows the beginning of the count. You can't count, again, against the Kusim, you cannot count until Hefsek Tahara is done. Now, women generally bleed for a few days. The question is, on which day of their bleeding can they do a Hefsek Tahara? And this is a discussion in the Mishnah on Daf Samaches, no? The Mishnah on Daf Samaches, as understood by Rashi, has three different shitos. The Mishnah says, Nida Shabbat Ka'atma Yom Shri Shachris U'matza Tahura U'bein Hashmash Aslo Hefrisha U'la'acha Yom Ibadka U'matza Temeya Harei Hi B'chazkas Tahura. The Tanakama in the Mishnah tells me, right? The way Rashi learns, Tanakama in the Mishnah says that Bidikas Yom Zayin Shachris counts as a Hefsek Tahara. Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah disagrees, no?
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koshano Hefrisha B'Tahara Min HaMincha Ulamayla Harezu B'Cheskas Temeya. No?
Rabbi Yehuda says that you need a Hefzik Tahara. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Min HaMincha Ulamayla.
Rashi, for some weird reason, it's mysterious, understands within Rabbi Yehuda that the Hefzik Tahara is not Min HaMincha Ulamayla, but rather Hefzik Tahara is... By the way, what is Mincha Lamayla? Mincha Gedola, who says that? The Beis Yosef doesn't say that.
Beis Yosef says Mincha Lamayla is Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana is what?
How many?
9.5 hours.
9.5 hours into the day, okay. Right? We'll call it 9.5. That's the Beis Yosef Shita. The Ra'ah happens to have a Shita that's from Mincha Gedola. Rabbi Sabolsky points us in his book. Right? But that's the Pashta. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I can't do the Hefzik Tahara in the morning of day 7. I have to do Hefzik Tahara in the afternoon or in the late afternoon of day 7. Right? But if you notice Rashi, for some very interesting reason, Rashi writes that there are three different shitas in the Mishnah. We haven't even gotten to the third shita yet. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, afilo bedikas shvi'i shachris lo mitahara ad shetafresh bein hashmashos. No? Rashi, for some mysterious reason, did you notice this?
No.
No, okay, good. Maybe it's good that I come to share occasionally. You know, sorry. In other words, that Rashi, for some mysterious reason, uses the word bein hashmashos. I'm not sure why, but what I could tell you is that Rashi is really parroting a Gemara. Because the Gemara on Samaches Amid Beis has a taina. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand Elu Haisa Yadeha Bein Eineha. What time? Bein Hashmashas. Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda, hey Rabbi Yehuda, what are you saying? You're saying that you have to do the Hefzik Tahara late in the day? I don't understand if you are... Yodeha Bein Eineha, if you're doing the Bedika the entire time during Bein Hashmashos, that's Gevaldik. But if you're only doing it a little bit during Bein Hashmashos, it doesn't help. Okay? You get the impression from Samaches Amid Beis, they were talking about Bein Hashmashos, even though on Samaches Amid Aleph, the Lashon HaMishnah is Min HaMincha Lamayla. Okay? Fine. Next. Third Shita in the Mishnah is Vachachomim Omrim.
Afilu Shnayim Nidasa. Next is a Shita 1, Shita 2, Shita 3. The Chachamim say, Afilu Mishnayim, even on day 2, she can do a Hefzik Tahara.
Right? When? At what time in the day? Right? Yom Shein, Afilu Mishnayim Nidasa, Baka Matzah Tahora. Right? If she does a Bedika in the morning, still, it's going to be good.
Afilu Mishnayim Mishakris, it would help. That's the Shita of the Chachanim.
Three Shitas in the Mishnah, the way Rashi learns the Sugya. Yeah?
Isn't Rashi just quoting the Lashon of the Mishnah? He says, Bein Hashmashos.
Where does Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah say Bein Hashmashos? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says Min HaMincha Lamayla. The Lashon HaMishnah is not Bein Hashmashos. That's the Har we're making. Rashi is deviating somewhat from the Lashon HaMishnah, no? No? Look at the Rashash on the Mishnah. Rashash makes a Sahara. Yeah?
I thought, what you're suggesting as the way Rashi knew that, I thought the Gemara and Amabiyah is just saying, what's been a Minchal Malala going to help if it's not there, Bein Hashmashos? Not that he was referring to, not that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to Bein Hashmashos.
Not that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to Bein Hashmashos,
so
but.
Saying, what's. Why would you say
but remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zman of Bein Hashmashos, the Gemara and Shabbos says, has some duration of time. So it is possible that even if I'm doing the Bedikah of Bein Hashmashos, but it's not there the entire time of Bein Hashmashos, you could read the Gemara that way.
Even not the
it's not Mukhra, right? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look at the Rashash. The Rashash makes a Sa'ara. It's a little bit interesting that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, right? Yesh Dvar Begav, it requires a little more work. If you look in what?
There's also that it would seem that the Gemara does have that the Mishnah already has a concept that it needs to be bedikah ben hashmoshes. In the Yiddish Shabbat Ha'atzma Yom Shvi Shachas Matzah Tahara, uvein hashmoshes lo yivrisha.
Correct.
That there is such a shita.
The Mishnah is saying that if I did a Badika Ben Hashmashas, that's the best thing ever. The Shaila is, what does Reb Yehuda say? Does Reb Yehuda require that super duper Badika Mamish Ben Hashmashas? Or is Reb Yehuda only saying Minamin Cholamayla? Minamin Cholamayla is not the same as Ben Hashmashas. Does everyone agree with that? And Minamin Cholamayla is somewhat different than Ben Hashmashas. Again, you can look in the Rashash just as a quick Marimakom. Also, if you look in the. If you look in the Chedushim of the Radal, in the back of the Gemara, he has an interesting pilpul. He wants to say that since Rabbi Yehuda holds him allowed to daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, right? So therefore, right? By the way, and this is no Geyel HaMaisa, if you, right? Since I could daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, so once I daven Ma'ariv, what becomes the next day? No?
But he doesn't call it Laila.
Well, don't know. That's the discussion in the Ramah,
right,
about what happens when the Tzibur daven Ma'ariv. Again, just to kind of whet your appetite. So some lumdus here. Not that I was yorid la'om kam shel devarim, but just to whet your appetite for some of the lumdus, I think if you understand the Radal, you get an impression that after Ma'ariv, you can't do Hefsek Tahara anymore. No? And it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah has a Yesh Omrim, right, that you can't do Hefsek Tahara after davening Ma'ariv. Maybe that's the Shtikl Taira. Again, this is something to work on in the Beis Medrash. Okay? So far, so good. Three shitos in the Mishnah as understood by Rashi. There is a fourth shita, according to Rashi, which is a shita in the Braisa. No? The Braisa says that basically, I'm a Rebbe. Right, I asked Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon when they were walking one day, what about Nida who did a bedika in the morning of day 7? And they said it's okay. What about 6, 5, 4, 3, 2? It's okay. Rabbi says, I have charata, I should have asked about doing a bedika day 1 in the morning. No? In other words, you get the impression that Rabbi is saying that a bedika on day 1 in the morning should suffice as a Hefsek Tahara. That's what Rebbe says based on the Gemara in Samaches on the base. The Gemara says, May ikara my savar, how come the Maisa Rebbe didn't ask the Kasha Mitchila? Hoyo v'chuchsak mayim pasuach, since day 1 she was mamish bleeding that day, so then maybe on day 1 the Hefsek Tahara won't help in the morning. So we have a fourth shita, which we should put in a different color. Shita number 4, right? Okay, I think I used the same color. But shita number 4 is, right? Shita number 4 is, Rebbe, right, says, I should have asked, right, day number one in the morning, whether that will help. That's l'chora, the pashtus in the Gemara. Rebbe said he should have asked. The Gemara says, maybe you shouldn't have asked, because day 1 in the morning, it's Chufsak Mayim Pasuach, and it won't work. This becomes a big debate in the Rishonim. What do I do about position number 4 in the Gemara? There are Rishonim who assume la halacha that a bedika on day 1 does not help at all. Not in the morning, right? And l'chora, not in the afternoon. Maybe, perhaps, it might help if you do it mamish bein hashmashos. But there are shitas in Mishnah who does not help at all. Who says that? Who says day 1 does not help at all? Remember, day 1 is really, Rebbe says, I should have asked. He assumes it would work, Lamaisa. The reason he didn't ask is because of Ma'ayon Pasuah. The question is, do I pass him like what Rebbe thought Mitzchila, like the Havamin of Rebbe, or like what he should have said, like the Charat he had later on? It's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Rambam assumes what? Huh?
One more time.
Rambam says, no bedika, nothing on Yom 1, right? That's the shita of Rambam. Day 1, bedikas are not going to help. You can't be mafsik b'tahara on day 1. Ad kan, end of discussion. Other Rishonim, however, if you look in the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, and if you look in the Rashba in the Torah HaBayis, and the Rashba quoted in the Beis Yosef, they say that even day one, Bedika will help. Why? Because we hold like the Maskana, what Rebbe says, I should have asked. Then there is Rishonim who are kind of back and forth, unclear, Ramban, etc. But the Ramban adds that even if a Bedika doesn't help on day one, like the Habamin of Rebbe, and maybe that's the Maskana of the Gemara, why would I assume the Habamin of Rebbe is the Maskana of the Gemara? Because in the Mishnah, Rebbe codified only day two. Were Rebbe to have stuck by his guns and felt that it should help on day one, he would have had a shita of day one in the Mishnah. The fact that he didn't shows maybe Rebbe changed his mind after. Right? Which would mean it's a funny Gemara. The Gemara tells us the Havamin of Rebbe and the Maskan of Rebbe, but the Maskan of Rebbe on Gemara and Samachasam Abbas isn't the real Maskan of Rebbe. Okay, but the Kitzur Maisa, this is the big discussion about a bedika that is done on day one, whether that suffices as a hefsek tahara. Huge discussion in the Rishonim that we're going to have to talk about as we move on. Lemaisa, it seems like Shulchan Aruch says that bedika on day one does not help as hefsek tahara. Right? For day one, you have to have me'ikar hadin a moch dachuk. Moch dachuk is basically a way of saying bein hashmashos. Moch dachuk means that you put the way we do a moch dachuk, that first they do a thorough bedika, then they insert the cloth in the osel makom and they leave it there from before shki until after tzeis hakochavim. Vizu habedika. The way the Rashba says it, there's no suffix whatsoever because obviously she's not bleeding. If she's bleeding, this would end up dirty. So what we assume in Shulchan Aruch is that if you bleed one day and one day only, moch dachuk is required me'ikar hadin. The rest of the time, moch dachuk is a chumra. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So let's, again, review. Halacha l'maisa. Bedika on day two. Would it help in the morning? What would you say?
Yeah.
According to the Chachamim, according to Shita's Tanakama, he says only day seven in the morning, but it's very possible, by the way, that the Tanakama and the Chachamim are not really disagreeing. If you look in the Tosos HaRosh, he says they're not really disagreeing. He argues on Rashi. Rashi says that there are three Shitos in the Mishnah. Tosos HaRosh says there's only two. Okay? Which might mean only one based on the Gemara and Sama. Yeah?
Is day one day bleeding or is day zero day bleeding?
This is her first day of bleeding. She has a one day gush, that's it.
Okay, then
so what's the deal?
What? She checked later that day to see if she stopped.
Then she checks later that day to see if it stopped. Or she has a flow in the morning and then she checks in the morning and she sees it stopped. So what's the halacha in that situation? Lecha ora, we should not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And Lachora, we should assume that Bedika on at least day two for sure, day one is a question in the Gemara, but at least on day two for sure, right? She was bleeding for 2 days, right? And then she checks herself in the morning, Lachora, that should help, right? There is, however, a rush. Now, the rush wrote what he called the Kitzer Hilchos Nida, no? At the end of the rush, he kind of tells us, well, these are the dinim of Nida that, like, everybody has to know. And he gives us a few dinim. So the Rush and the dinim of Nida that everybody has to know, and it's near letter Gimel and Dalet in the, I'm looking at the Marashah, that's why I can't find it. It's near letter Gimel and Dalet in the Madana Yom Tov. The Rush says, Bedika zu tia bein hashmashais. Right? That means that the Rush is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. No? The Rush says that the Bedika should be Bein Hashmashos. L'cha Ora, that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's our question. We probably don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim. So says the Beis Yosef, that what does the Rush really mean? Le Rav Chodemilsa. It's a Rabba Demosa, I don't know, like a chumrah to make sure that you get it right. That's why it should be done Mina Shmashas, to make sure. Yes?
Mina Shmashas between the second and third day?
Between day two and day three, let's say. Day one is a different discussion than day two. Let's say between day two and day three, the Rush says the Bedika should be Bain Hashmashos. Says the Beis Yosef, huh? You're passing like Rebbe Yehuda? So I say, no, I don't really pass like Rebbe Yehuda. It's only Laravka Demilsa. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef said. Others suggest that the Rush might be the source of our practice that we do a Moch Dachot. Yeah?
How do we know what day the Rush is talking about? The Rush was talking about day one or day two, or you're not seeing that?
The Rush writes, after the blood stops flowing, it sounds like any day the blood stops flowing, you should do a bedika, and this bedika should be Bein
HaShemashos. Are you saying day one?
But if it's only day one, he should tell me only day one. It sounds like in every case, the Rush says, after the blood stops flowing, do a bedika, and this bedika should be Bein HaShemashos.
But it's backwards, she's still bleeding or
not? After, well, the bedika ascertains that she's no longer bleeding.
She's still down that day?
Not necessarily. But whenever she does a hefsek tahara, it should be Bein HaShemashos. That's the impression that you get from the Rush. He doesn't qualify anything. Yeah, Ariel. If it's like Rebbe Yehuda Mamish, it would have to be on day 7. Again, not necessarily, if there's a difference between Bein HaShemashos and Min HaMincha L'mayla.
Right, correct.
In other words, so that's a good ha'ara. In other words, if I'm saying Bein HaShemashos is a psak like Rebbe Yehuda, should only be on day 7, you get an impression from the Rush, it's not only on day 7. Yet the Beis Yosef begins his conversation, right, that it sounds like he holds a Rebbe Yehuda. And why would that be? Okay. Now it could, yes.
So just mark on the Beis Yosef explains.
Beis Yosef wants to say that what the Rush means by doing the Bedika Bein HaShemashos is L'Rav Chadimosa. He's not really paskining like Rebbe Yehuda. Right? Really, a Bedika would help in the morning. But l'chatchila, the ideal sort of bedika is Bein HaShemashos, and that way you solve all the problems. This, by the way, gets us very close to the Moch Dachok, which our practice is to use, again, as a way of solving all the problems. Next problem, though. Rush says bedika is Bein HaShemashos. What's Bein HaShemashos, by the way? No one knows, right? Okay, that's true. No one knows. Bein HaShemashos is, let's assume, that it's Suffolk day, Suffolk night, or maybe like the radical Ritva that it is both day and night at the same time. No, we did this once in the Purim Spiel, right? That's the sort of Bein HaShemashos, right? Bein HaShemashos is day and night, or if it's a Suffolk day, Suffolk night. Is that true? Is that true? I'm supposed to do Hefsek Tahara during Bein HaShemashos? Hefsek Tahara Loch Ora should be when? During the day, to make sure that the next day is completely clean. I have to do it the previous day, day zero. If I do a Hefsek Tahara during Bein HaShemashos, right? Bein HaShemashos might be day one. Well, if it's really day one, so then what? So then I can't begin my count until day two, L'chora. No? So when the Rus says the B'dik should be Bein HaShemashos, the Beis Yosef is very bothered. He says, what do you mean Bein HaShemashos? It can't be that the Bedika should be Bein HaShemashos. Because Bein HaShemashos is a Suffolk day, Suffolk night. And Zot de Beis Yosef. Bein HaShemashos tekamar, Masha Vade de Lav Daka, de Bein HaShemashos, Suffolk min hayom, Suffolk min halaylahu. Vim lo bodka, kodem lachain, ein ro'oi sheta'alela. You get the impression from the Beis Yosef that he holds the Ebedika done during Bein HaShemashos, right, won't help. Hefsik Tahara done during Bein Hashmashos will not help at all. No? Am I correct in this reading of the Beis Yosef? He says he has to reinterpret that when the Rosh says Bein Hashmashos, he means a little bit before Bein Hashmashos. But a bedikah done during Bein Hashmashos won't help. This is the big question, gentlemen. A woman checks her calendar and she sees today is November the 9th. Shkia today is what? At 4:40, let's say? Huh? 4:45, okay. Shkia is 4:45. She does her Hefsik Tahara. When should she do her Hefsik Tahara? When should she, when would you tell this woman, right, to do her Hefsik Tahara? Today. 4:35. What? 4:35, 10 minutes before, maybe 4:25, 20 minutes before, in case you mess up, you have time, right? Why? Shulchan Aruch says that ideally it should be Samach, that's Hashem, right? Blah, 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 blah. B'dikazu tiya samach lebein hashmashos. Ideally, the b'dika should be close to bein hashmashos. Samach is a halachic term. Usually, samach means we went to Sashem in Yeshiva last year. Within half an hour, right? So, l'chora, samach lebein hashmashos means it has to be half an hour before bein hashmashos. That's what the Shevet HaLevi says. That's when you should do your Hefsik Tahara. Let's say a woman is delayed. Right, Rabbi Willie tells a story. He once got a call from a woman that she's stuck in traffic on the Cross Bronx Expressway, and it's like almost Shkia. What should you do about doing a Hefsik Tahara? Hey, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, what you should do. Lemais. But you do the Hefsik after Shkia. The Beis Yosef says, Lemaisa, it doesn't work. And the Beis Yosef goes so far to reinterpret a rush. The Rosh who says it should be Bein Hashmashos, the Beis Yosef says it doesn't really mean that it should be Bein Hashmashos, right? The Rosh says no, right? The Rosh says Ein Ro'ei Sheta'alela. Since we're Mesupik, maybe it's nighttime. It could be that you're doing a Bedik on the next day and it doesn't help, right? Because it has to be day zero, not day, right? So the Rosh, the Beis Yosef reinterprets the Rosh. He wants to say that when he means Bein Hashmashos, it means close to Bein Hashmashos, but not really Bein Hashmashos. And this is the psak of many poskim. The Chochmas Adam says, Bedika done after Shkiyas Hacham. You see, for us, normal Jews, in most communities today, we assume that New York time sunset begins Bein Hashmashos, right? And then Seis HaKochavim is going to be after that. Huh, right? If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so then Bein Hashmashos doesn't really begin until, let's say, 54 some odd minutes, right? Whatever it is, after what we call sunset. That's when Bein Hashmashos begins, right? 58 minutes. 58 minutes after what we call sunset. But most, we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam in our communities, right? So therefore, if you do a Hefsik Tahara 1 minute after Shekiah, it doesn't work. That's the psak of the Chochmas Adam, Kuf Yud Zayin Dalet. That's the psak l'chaora of the Toiras Hashlomim here on the page. Pashatu, de'im laila osafek laila, eina yecholo limnos miyom hamacharas, that you can't count from the next day. A bedika, a hefsek tahara done during Bein Hashmashos does not work. The Chochmas Adam says this, the Toras Hashlomim says this, Rebbe Yoshev says this in the Tshuva, in Kovetz Tshuvos Chelak Beis, Simen Mem Beis, it doesn't help at all. Right? That is, and that's the psak in general of the Rosh Yeshiva here, that even done 1 minute after Shkia, we will tell you, I'm sorry, but you, it counts as a Hefsik Tahara b'diavad maybe for the next day, right? But you cannot start counting tomorrow. Like if I do a Hefsik Tahara, today's Wednesday at 4:46, right? So that would mean that I did my Hefsik Tahara on Thursday halachically, right? Assuming b'dika at night helps, which b'diavad we probably assume helps. But it would mean that I can't really start counting until Friday. Friday would be day one, not Thursday. That's l'chora, what emerges, that's the psak. And everyone holds that you should be very, very, very careful to do your Hefsik Tahara before Shkia. You had a question, Shaul? Moshe?
I was wondering why we're so locked here when we're like home run, like a suffix where they need a rosella, now it's a suffix, you know, like all these things. Wouldn't it be such a basis to kind of be more?
So you are thinking like Chacham Ovadia Yosef. Chacham Ovadia in the Taras Abayis has a long discussion. And when I say long, his discussions can be very long. He has a very long discussion on page like 263 until 275 in the Taras Abayis. Very long discussion about doing a Hefzik Tahara Ashkia Lamaisa Chacham Ovadia Yosef is Mekel based on Sfek Sfekas. Right? Sfek Sfekas, well, maybe after Shkia is still Vada Yom according to the Rabbi Nutam. Right? Maybe even if it's not Vada Yom, but if it's Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila according to the Gaonim, maybe that Sufik is still Yom. Right? Now that sounds like Shem Echad. Right? That shouldn't be classic Sfek Sfeka, so that's a problem. Well, maybe you're Anida and you don't need Shiv and Nikim at all. Right? Sfek Sveka. Therefore, Chacham Ovadia Lamaisa is Mekel if I do a Hefsek Tahara until 13 minutes after Shkia. Big cool of Chacham Ovadia Yosef. Let me hear from Jason and then Rafi. Again, if she was, we don't know. You have to be, in order to begin the count the next day, it had to be that the previous day is clean.
But if she did Ben Hashmashas, it's probably as clean.
If she did it Ben Hashmashas, it could be that she just bled a teeny bit right at the very end of the day and it got lost somehow.
That's
where I'm going.
Right? Okay. Rafi. Is that a Sabi Kasmi idea?
Yeah, so the Achrayim say that this idea that we don't rely on Safik Hasarang Yadir as a Safik is only if it's a Safik Hasarang Yadir that I could know. If it's a Safik Hasarang Yadir that nobody knows, it doesn't...
Because we don't know what Tower
is. Right. I mean, the question of what Bein HaShemashos is and like how we define it is came out an unanswerable question. No?
There's no, so many... That is, I'm saying the
Oh, so is that considered a Safik Hasarang Yediyah? That's that we spoke about, right? I said there's a Shtikl Torah on Rav Nissen Tolushkin in the back of his Sefer Taharas Mayim, a way of possibly figuring out what you are. Maybe that's a Safik Hasarang Yediyah, so that one wouldn't help, you're saying. That wouldn't be Mitzurah. It also is a Sfek Sfek of a Makom Cheskas Isser. Sfek Sfek of a Makom Cheskas Isser is a Machlokes in the Kol Sfek Sfek between the Shach and the Pre-Chadash or something. No? There's like lots of problems with using the Sfek Sfeka. That's why Lamaisa we try very, 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 very hard not to use it. Do they say, Rabbi Forst in his book, page 170, quotes, what about a Hefsek Tahara done after Shkia? So he quotes that the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, ask a rabbi. That means the Chofetz Chaim wasn't saying for sure it doesn't work. And then he quotes at Reb Moshe Feinstein, and I give you the tshuva on the sheet somewhere. Reb Moshe Feinstein Lamaisa is a mekel on a, I think it's on the second side of the page. That Reb Moshe is a mekel on a hefsek tahara until 9 minutes after. Reb Moshe is a mekel until 9 minutes after Shkia. But then Rabbi Forrest quotes that he heard from Reb David Feinstein that Moshe only permitted in very b'dievet situations. Most often you'd ask Reb Moshe, I did a Hefsek Tahara after Shkia. Reb Moshe would say it's no good. If it's a very, very b'dievet situation, I don't know, Balas Tshuva or first time doing it, I'm not exactly sure what's considered very, very b'dievet. But that's the only time Reb Moshe was making, according to the way Rabbi Forrest presents it on page 170 in his book. It's because the Pashtus, again, the Beis Yosef is saying that that a Hefsek during Bein HaShemashos doesn't help, right?
I'm saying Moshe's 9 minutes is because...
Yeah, because Sveikos in the Zmanim, that after 9 minutes...
Not
you,
because
of... What? It's not like a Zmanim. Yeah, it's a Zmanim HaYom. Okay. Did I skip any questions? Yeah.
Thank you.
Possibly. Again, that's something that we spoke about way back when in the first year, or second year, whatever it was. It is possible. On the other hand, maybe it's not like a suffix. Maybe it's a din derabbanan that we treat you like a zava. Right? That's what we spoke about in the context of the Galya Masechta's Tshuva and others. Right? We had that conversation. Okay. So Chacham Ovadia is Meiko, and Reb Moshe is Meiko until 9 minutes. Chacham Ovadia is Meiko until like 13 minutes plus, etc. Fine. So that's a discussion of Hefsek Tahara after Shkia. Yeah, Yitzi.
Willig, what he
so Lamaisa, Rabbi Willig is Machmir. 1 minute after Shkia, no good.
So the woman on the cross.
Yeah, so what do you say to avoid this? So what we say to avoid this is as follows. Lamaisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch, like this, the Rama writes, that Lechatchila, the Hefsek Tahara should be Samach Bein Hashmashos. Bidiyaved, I'm talking about a normal case when you didn't have a re'i of only one day. Right? A normal woman has a flow of 3, 4, 5 days. Bidiyaved, even if she does the bidika in the morning, umatz atzma tahayra sagi bekach. No? Bidiyaved, even if you did the bidika in the morning, that counts. Since bidiyaved, it would help. So it is advisable to do hefsek tahara first thing in the morning. You wait now. First thing in the morning, you got to be careful because first thing in the morning, sometimes here could still be dark. Last week, no. First thing in the morning, it's dark until last week until like 7:30, right, was sunrise, right? Now Baruch Hashem, we're back to normal times, but at least at the beginning of the day. But the point is that it could. You have to do the bedika luchora. Luchatchila has to be during the day, not at night, for sure. It's even questionable whether Bidika will work at all at night. We'll have to talk about that later. But first thing in the morning, it could be you shouldn't do the Bidika because it's still nighttime. But when it's already daytime in the morning, before you go to work, do a Bidika. Do a Bidika. That's what the Rama says. Bidiyeva help in the morning. Then, Reb Chaim Cohen writes in the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkat and Tesvav, I did the Bidika first thing in the morning. Since that only worked b'diyeved, the ideal b'dika is samach lebein hashmashos. So therefore, I should do another b'dika later in the day. Even if I did one b'dika already in the morning, to make sure I'm not stuck in the cross Bronx, right? I should do another b'dika later in the day. The Chacham Ovadia Yosef in the Taharas Habayis, Chacham Ovadia on page 257, Patriation of Zion, wants to say that he thinks that's not necessary to do another bidika later in the day. It's only necessary if she was also bleeding that day, read after nightfall the previous night. Right? In other words, let's say today is Wednesday. Right? Halachically, Wednesday begins Tuesday night. If there was some bleeding that she had Tuesday night, Wednesday, then Chacham Ovadia says you should do another bedika later in the day. However, if she was not bleeding at all Tuesday night and Wednesday, then she did a bedika in the morning, that would suffice according to Chacham Ovadia. His rationale is based on the Tosis on Samaches Amud Beis that we'll talk about maybe a little bit later. Rafi. But the Sidrei Tahara, Chavastas, etc., Tosin Samaches Amud Beis, even though Shulchan Aruch says that the only time there's a requirement for doing a Bedika late in the day, or Bein Hashmashos, is if it was a one-day flow and one day only, you get an impression from Tosin Samaches Amud Beis, if I was bleeding that day, I have to do my Bedika, my Hefsek Tahara, late in the day, or Bein Hashmashos. But that's what Tosa says. The Chavastas and the Sidrei Tahara want to paskin, therefore, that anytime it had bleeding that same day, that is going to require a late in the day bedika. Let's go on. Hefsek Tahara should be done Samach Lebein Hashmashos. That's the ideal time. We say Samach again because if you mess up, you want to have an opportunity to do it again. Bidiyeved, if it's done in the morning, it's okay. But Reb Fava Cohen says that since it's only been the Yeb, you should try to do another one later in the day. That's a little bit schwer in my mind, no? By mitzvahs, I understand this idea of l'chatchila and b'diyeved. By a matir, right? L'chora, the concept of l'chatchila and b'diyeved doesn't really make sense. That's a Tosis and Nida, naf samachlof, no? Tosis discusses about, right? Reb Shachter is very into this yisod, right? So it's a little bit hard to understand that if I did a bedika in the morning, first thing in the morning, which would work as a bedika. L'maisa, it would work. We pass in that a bedika first thing in the morning helps b'diyev, the Feirish and the Ramah. So how come I should do another one later in the day? If it would be a mitzvah, I'd understand. I have to do a mitzvah l'chatchila. But the musag, the yisod of doing a matir, that's l'chatchila, is a little bit difficult. So I don't fully understand, but the poskim say this. The poskim say that if you did in the morning, you should do it again later in the day. Yes?
Is it better l'chatchila to do it later in the day?
So, again, ideally, yes, but you have to be concerned that you'll mess up. You have to be concerned that you're going to be that woman on the cross branks. Especially people who work, right? Most of our wives probably work. Right? It's not so easy to be able to do a hefsek tahara at work. It's a difficult thing. In the morning, you have time to go to... Right? You could spend some time on it in the morning. Later in the day, especially these days are very short, it's not pasha that you'd be able to get it done. Therefore, it's sound advice to do it in the morning, at least b'diyevig yield, say. Question, once I did it in the morning, do I have to try to do it again later in the day? Well, it says in Badei HaShulchan, yes. I don't fully understand why that would be so.
I'm sure that that's just good common practice. Used to do it before I did.
Maybe. Right, but once I did it in the morning already and I was yotze b'diyevig, right? I know I have it. Why? In other words, generally speaking, we try to minimize the number of bedikos that women do because of the concern for scratching. I did a bedika in the morning. I know it would work. To do another bedika later in the day, I'm not inclined that we should say to do it. I'd be inclined more like a Chacham Ovadia. If, however, there's a chance that you're not even yotze b'diyeved, like you were bleeding the same day, so then I have to be concerned with the Chavos Das and the Sidrei Tara's interpretation of Tosfos, then I should do a bedika later in the day to be yotze that shitos, at least b'diyeved I'm yotze according to all shitos. Yeah.
What
does the Ramot mean? It's a kasha on... Well, it's a kasha on... No, the Ramot means b'diyeved, you know you have time, right? A woman who doesn't work, you know you have time, so do the bedika later in the day. You have a choice between doing the bedika at 4 o'clock today, doing the bedika at 7 o'clock this morning, do it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
He's assuming that this will work. It just works. It doesn't matter when you do it.
But if I have... Yes, it would work if I do it, but I have a choice when to do it. Remember, the idea of doing it late in the day is beneficial because that minimizes...
Right, I'm saying the kashan by shulchan is the kashan by Ramah.
I don't know, because I'm just saying that when I do the one hefsek I'm going to do, I should do later. Right? The question is, once I did a hefsek and I was yotze, to assume that I have to do another one, that I think is a little difficult.
The yotze, say it that way, it's a
mitzvah. Once it will be efficacious, it will work, it will be effective. Once I assume that bedika I did was effective, to do another bedika and only run the risk of problems, I find a little difficult. Rafi and then Jason.
Isn't your kasha
So mochdachok, again, the idea is that we want to be moti midei kol safek.
Yes.
I'm saying that, why do I have this musig of mochdachok? Again, so the idea, I think, is that it's a better sort of matir. Right? Whenever I'm dealing with a beaver, the idea of hefsek tahara is to be mevarer that I stopped bleeding. If I have an opportunity to do a beaver that's 70% by just doing a bedika, or a beaver that's going to be 99.9%, mamish, mochdachok, best type of beaver. So be mevarer to the best of your ability. Right? That's not saying that it's like a mitzvah l'chatchila. It's saying be mevarer more. But I already have enough beaver. I already did something. I think mochdachok, I'm doing everything at the same time. So I do a mochdachok, then I'll be a full beaver. Once I already have my beaver, to do another beaver, I find a little difficult. Okay, let's go on. Jason, I'm sorry. If I did some of the Bein HaShemashos,
if you have to do it later on the next day,
some of the Bein HaShemashos is the ideal time to do it.
It's better than the morning.
Yeah. morning, the Rambam says b'diyevet is okay.
Right.
Some akhlo b'nei shmashas for sure.
And nobody would say, if it is some akhlo b'nei shmashas, you have to do it again later on the next day.
No. Wait, some akhlo b'nei shmashas means it's the end of today, the end of Wednesday before Thursday at 4:20 today. Vada, that works. Gevaldik. No one would disagree with that. Of course that works. Fine. Now, when we're discussing... when we're discussing the idea of Hefsik Tahara, we have to question whether Hefsik Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, no? We know that you have to stop bleeding before you do your count. Is that a requirement Min HaTorah, or is that only a requirement D'Rabbanan? The Tosfei HaRosh, printed on the side of the Gemara, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, seems to have two opinions about this. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from a case of Toa, a case of a woman who's not sure what she's up to. The Tosfei HaRosh says, 1 second, Toa, she's not sure what she's up to. What about her Hefsik Tahara? If you're not sure which bedikas you did, which bedikas you didn't do, what day it is, and you have no idea which end is up, so maybe you didn't do a Hefsik Tahara. So Tosfos HaRosh wants to say, the Hefsik Tahara is Chumra Ba'alma Hi Umidrabonon, Ve'ena Nimna'as Bishvil Zeh Militbo Kemish HaTfilo Bizman HaMitzvah. Right, this Gemara is a sin of Tfilo Bizman HaMitzvah, and going to the mikvah at proper time is a mitzvah, so therefore, even without a Hefsik Tahara I could do it, because Hefsik Tahara is only a Chumra Midrabonon. Then the Tosfos HaRosh says, "Va'afilu baya hafsik hafsaka min haTorah." Even if it's a requirement midai raisa to do hafsik tahara, still maybe you did the hafsik tahara. That's what Tosfos HaRosh says. It. The impression I get from Tosfos HaRosh is that he has 2 days, but the day that he really prefers is the day the hafsik tahara is midrabbanan. He writes, "It's only midrabbanan." Va'afilu, and even lomer zogin, even if we'll say that it's day raisa, maybe you did it. But the thrust of his argument is clearly the Hefsik Tahara is Dirabonon. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan on page, 287, page Reish, page Zayin, the Badei HaShulchan says that if you look in the Arizarua quotes from Rashbam, the Hefsik Tahara is Dirabonon, etc. However, the Badei HaShulchan wants to prove from the Rambam the Hefsik Tahara is a requirement Min HaTorah. Because the Rambam tells us that a woman who didn't do her Hefsik Tahara, a woman who did not do a Hefsik Tahara at all, is a Safek Zava, and therefore she has to bring a carbon. But that's the Rambam here in Perek Vav, Halachas Chav, Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. A woman who's a Safek Nida, meaning she didn't do her Hefsik Tahara, so then she brings a carbon Zava. If I bring a carbon because I'm missing a Hefsik Tahara, I get an impression that Hefsik Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa, because I wouldn't bring a carbon on a issue of D'Rabbanan. Chacham Ovadia Yosef in the Taharas HaBayis on page Reish Chof Tes wants to be Docha the Raya from the Rambam. He wants to say that since the carbon that a Zava brings is a carbon in order to enable her to eat kachim, it's not a carbon based on the past, so to speak, it's based on the future, so it could be that such a carbon you're allowed to bring Machma Safek, and he gives a lot of makoros to this idea. But the pashtus in the Rambam is that Hefsik Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa. If Hefsik Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa, so l'chor it needs a pasuk. Is there a pasuk in the Torah that says to do a Hefsik Tahara? So, right? I'm not going to find the words Hefsik Tahara. You can do a Bar Ilan search on Chumash, you're not going to find the words Hefsik Tahara in the Torah. You'll find the word Tahara in the Torah, but you're not going to find Hefsik Tahara next to each other. So, where does the Torah say you need a Hefsik Tahara? So the Aruch HaShulchan, basically tells us that he thinks that's on the Pasuk, V'im Tahara Mizova V'Safra La. After I know for sure that I'm Tahar from the flow, after I know for sure that the flow stopped, that's when I begin to count. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says is the Pasuk of Hefsik Tahara. Now, L'choira, if I have a Pasuk that says that you can only count after Tahara Mizov, after you know that the flow stopped, and that Pasuk tells me Hefsik Tahara, so those days Hefsik Tahara is Dirabonan. What do you do with the Pasuk in the Torah? The Torah says, Tahara Mizova, Hefsik Tahara. Those days, like the Tosa HaRosh, the thrust of his argument, and the Rashbam and the Arza Rua, right, what do they do with the Pasuk? Question. So the answer might be, based on the Yisod that's quoted in many Sfarim from the Chuvos of the Zipron Yosef, The Zimran Yosef basically says that we can accomplish Hafsik Tahara without a Bedika. If a woman ordinarily has a flow that lasts, let's say, 5 days, right? So I could say that Al Pi Ra'i, her flow stopped. In Tahara Mizova, who says that means I have to do a Bedika to ascertain that the flow stopped? I know Al Pi Ra'i that the flow stopped, no? Rove tells me she flows for 5 days, 5 days is up, that's the Hafsik Tahara. Aye, she had a Cheskas Tumah. Yeah, but Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adin. Aye, usually we say, smoke me yuta l'chazaka of Israel Ruba. Right, usually we assume that you put the meat next to the chazaka and that messes up the Rove. Well, maybe smoke me yuta l'chazaka is only a Din d'Rabbanan. Chacham Avad Yosef goes to town on this. Everyone goes to town on this Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef basically assumes that a woman can accomplish Hefsek Tahara by just calculating Rove. Now this comes from a Gemara. The Gemara Daf Tes above says that a woman who has a Veses, Bayla Mechashev Yom Vesto Ba'aleha, a woman that has a set amount of time when she sees her flow, so the husband can make a calculation. Oh, well now is the time that she should have been to Meya and has gone to the Mikvah already? Oh, okay, that's good enough, right? In other words, that you can make these kind of bonus based on the Rove, based on the... So that's what the Zichron Yosef says. Many of the later Sfarim have serious questions on the Zichron Yosef. Some accept the Zichron Yosef, but Rebbe Akiva Eger and the Tshuva Siman Sama and the Sidrei Tahara, the Sifkat Mechav Kimmel, they all reject the Zichron Yosef. Yeah, Ariel.
According to Zichron Yosef, how does she figure out the amount of time in the first place?
She knows. She's been menstruating her whole since her bas mitzvah. Right? So she knows that her flow is 5 days. Right? So day six is going to be her absent power day of her. Right? Because that's when the flow stopped. Because since Al Pi Ra'i, it's been stopping on day after 5 days. Day six has been clean for the last 15 years of her life. Now she's 27.
What? Clean in what way?
She hasn't, her flow never continues.
She hasn't noticed anything.
Right.
Maybe it's a small amount, she doesn't know what she would see if she...
Listen, it's theoretically possible, but the fact is that we, that Ra'i is a real thing. She's not, what's this Hafsek Tahara comment? That's Mayona Sosom, that she's no longer bleeding. She knows she's not bleeding. How does she know her whole life? She hasn't been bleeding after 5 days. We'll talk about the Zichron Yosef in greater detail because it solves some issues, but the Zichron Yosef might be the rationale for those days who assume they have Sektaris, the Rabbanim. Even though there's a Pasuk that says, whatever the Pasuk says, Mitaral Mizova, and then the Safrala, but even though the Pasuk says you need a Hafsek Tahara, but maybe that should be accomplished Ayyidei the Rove. Is there any Nafgamina if Hafsek Tahara is a Dinzai Rais or Hafsek Tahara is a Dinzai Rabbanim? So Chacham Avadi Yosef wants to say as follows. There is a Din in Shulchan Aruch that Tavuha Linase, that when you ask a woman to get married to you, and she agrees, there's a concern called Dam Chimur, no? Dam Chimur is a Din D'Rabbanan. The Taz points out to Din D'Rabbanan that wasn't around even at the time that Rus married Boaz, no? Because Rus and Boaz, they spend the night together in bed, no? Aye, what about this Din that you can't just marry a girl, right? Because Tavu Alinasa, you have to achieve a Nikiyam. Says the Taz, that Din is a Din D'Rabbanan, it wasn't instituted yet at the time of Rus and Boaz. So it's a Din D'Rabbanan Tavu Alinase that you need Shiva Nikiyam. Do you need Hafsek Tahara in the case of Tavu Alinase? You ask a woman to marry you, then she needs to do a Hafsek Tahara. Mechaber writes, Shulchan Aruch, that you count 7 days, right? Zakna Mechaber, blah 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 blah, but ain't a Tzricha Hafsek Tahara. Kuf Tzadi Beisif Aleph, you don't need a Hafsek Tahara at all. Shach says, whoa. Right? 1 second. You don't need Hafsek Tahara. Shach says, no, we assume Ha'idna that we need a Hafsek Tahara. This issue, says Chacham Avad Yosef, we'll discuss this in greater detail when we learn Tavu Alinase, this issue might depend. If the requirement of Hafsek Tahara is a Din D'Oraisa, so then I'll say, well, there's a Din D'Oraisa, you need Hafsek Tahara. Even in the case of Tavu Alinase, which is a Din D'Rabbanan, Kol Tikra Rabbanan Ken D'Oraisa, you have to do it. But if the whole Din is a Din D'Rabbanan, the whole requirement of Hafsek Tahara is only Din D'Rabbanan, like a Tosei Harash and like the Arzaruah say, so then it could be that you don't need a Hafsek Tahara by case of tavua linase, because since that case is like a tuma machma safe, safek to rabbanu lahakel, something along those lines. That's what Chacham Ovadia wants to say in page 252 of his Sefer. So next time we learn the Mirtz Hashem, we'll talk about some aspects of the Chavos Das and how the Zichron Yosef is relevant, and we'll talk about Mokshachot. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos.